Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You see the TV commercials almost every day for Ozempic and other drugs that promise to help people lose weight as a way to treat diabetes. They carry a hefty price tag, but up until now, insurers have been reluctant to prescribe them.
In the past, it has sometimes been considered a lifestyle or a cosmetic issue. That thinking is definitely evolving in the medical establishment. Physicians often now consider obesity not a lifestyle issue, but really a health issue and a medical condition that needs to be treated.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wilda Matthews about ways to get your health insurer to cover the costs. That's after the break. Ozempic and similar drugs that have hit the market in recent years may be able to promise to help people lose weight, but insurers are often reluctant to cover the cost of drugs that can list as $900 or more per month. WSJ reporter Anna Wilda Matthews joins us to discuss the best ways to get your health plan to pay for your prescription. So Anna, how do these medications work and who are they geared toward?
Well, Ozempic is in a category of drugs that work by mimicking the effects of a naturally occurring gut hormone, which is called for short GLP-1. GLP-1 drugs contribute to weight loss by suppressing appetite and making you feel full sooner when you eat. Ozempic and Mounjaro are both geared toward people with type 2 diabetes. The FDA has approved them for that use. Wegovy is explicitly approved by the FDA for weight loss, for treating obesity, although the labeling on the drug actually indicates that it's not just for a person who maybe wants to lose a few pounds. It's really for people who are in the category, the clinical category of obesity, which means they have a BMI of 30 or more, or they can have a BMI of 27 or more, and then also have a related health condition such as high blood pressure.
So these drugs are geared toward people with weight problems for different reasons.
Well, so specifically, Mounjaro and Ozempic are approved to treat diabetes. They are not approved to treat obesity. So they are really to help with diabetes, with the blood sugar issues. Wegovy, although it has the identical active ingredient to Ozempic, is explicitly approved for weight loss.
What steps would someone take to start treatment with these medications?
Well, the first thing is obviously to see a doctor. These are prescription medications and people can't just, you know, go to the drugstore and pick them up. And it is also true that these medications can have significant side effects. And we are told by the physicians we interviewed for the story, it is important to be under the care of a physician, both when you seek to get the drug and once you're on it. If your doctor does agree that one of these drugs is a good fit for you, that you could benefit, typically then there's a process that you and your doctor will have to go through seeking approval from your insurance company. That's not always the case, but it is increasingly and often the case.
Now, on social media and on the TV commercials, the splashy headline is that these drugs can help people lose weight. Why has it been such a challenge for insurers to cover weight loss drugs and programs in the past?
Well, it is true that a lot of employers and a lot of insurance plans don't cover drugs explicitly for weight loss. Some do, but many don't. In the past, it has sometimes been considered, and I will put air quotes around this, a lifestyle or, again, air quotes, cosmetic issue. That thinking is definitely evolving in the medical establishment. Physicians often now consider obesity not, again, quote, lifestyle issue, but really a health issue and a medical condition that needs to be treated. But again, in the past, a lot of insurance plans haven't treated weight loss drugs as something that was vital to cover.
Now, if a doctor prescribes the drugs, is that the green light needed for an insurer to cover the cost?
It's often not the only green light. So if a physician prescribes one of these drugs, again, typically there's a process that is kicked off. The physician will also often have to apply for authorization for the drug to be covered by the insurance plan, often called prior authorization. So there may be a form that the physician has to fill out, or perhaps a letter that they might have to write. Typically, the health plan is looking for evidence that proves that you really do need the drug. If you have type 2 diabetes and you're seeking access to Ozempic or Mounjaro, you may have to show, first of all, that you do have diabetes. And then in some cases, they might want evidence that you have already previously tried a different drug for diabetes and perhaps not gotten the results that you were hoping for. If you don't have diabetes, you probably would be seeking Wegovy, because often they're not going to give you the diabetes medications if you don't have diabetes. And in that case, they'd be looking for things like whether you meet the conditions that are spelled out in the label of Wegovy. So again, that would typically be having a BMI of 30 or higher, or a BMI of 27 or higher, along with a related health condition such as high blood pressure. In addition, they're sometimes looking for other things, like you've tried other efforts at weight loss, often through a structured program.
And if a health plan does provide coverage of Ozempic, Wegovy, or a similar drug, does that mean the patient is clear of any out-of-pocket costs?
It depends on the health plan. As we all know, that any of us who've had more than one health plan knows it can be completely variable how much you have to pay out of pocket for the same treatment, depending on what employer you're with or what insurance plan you have. But it can vary. It can be just a flat co-pay payment, like we often experience for drugs. But these are pricey drugs, and employers are leery of the cost, both of the drugs for each patient and the number of patients who potentially could be eligible for them at some point. So we did hear that anecdotally that some employers are starting to ratchet up the out-of-pocket cost for patients who are getting coverage for these drugs. So instead of perhaps a flat copay, a plan might ask you to pay a coinsurance, which means a percentage of the cost of the prescription.
Anna, this seems like a new wave of drugs to address different ways that people put on substantial amounts of weight. Are we at a point now that insurers are going to have to maybe change their ways?
Well, it's maybe too soon to tell. One key thing to keep in mind is it's not just insurers, it's often employers. So depending on the size of the employer, most large employers for sure are self-insured, which means they do decide. They'll decide what they cover and what they don't. There are not federal regulations requiring that weight loss drugs be covered, so that gives flexibility. We did hear that employees who are seeking these drugs and feel that they really need them, and whose physicians feel they really need them, some do appeal to their employers and insurers, saying, you know, I really need this and you need to cover it. They ask for either a change in policy or for an exception for them, and this can work, although it's not clear how often it does. But over time, it seems possible that more and more employers will see pressure from employees seeking access to these drugs and will, again, come under sort of some pressure from their own workers to change policies when they don't cover them.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wilde Matthews. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.